This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone lines are open for you right now, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Gets you on the air this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial, CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas. Mentioned, of course, CJ and Malia come to us from Claus Financial, and they have a fantastic website, clausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. On the website, you can learn more about Claus Financial, the team. You can learn more about their separate divisions, how they can help you, or if you're a business owner. Also, great opportunity. If you scroll down towards the bottom of the page, you'll see a little envelope that says Stay Current. Right there, you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Great feature. It's a once-a-week email that comes in your inbox. Got not only the most latest stuff that's been going on in the markets, but a link to the most recent podcast. So make sure you're subscribed to that at klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. First appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 442-5637. And again, to get on the air this morning, the phone lines are open, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Malia, CJ, how are you guys doing this week?
Doing great. How are you, Sean?
Doing really well. CJ, great to hear from you. Malia, how are you today?
Very good. Happy to be here.
This is going to be, we got some great weather ahead too, which is exciting.
Always
for
makes
today.
Us smile, doesn't it?
It sure does. It sure does. And we've got a great conversation as well. We'll be talking about Social Security. Should you be taking it at 62? Does it make sense to hold off? And what are some of the benefits to do that? We'll talk with CJ and Malia about that in just a moment. Mentioned, by the way, the great stuff like the website and that free complimentary first appointment at Klaus Financial. Haven't mentioned yet some of the great stuff we do on the program, the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and the Listener Question Corner, two great opportunities for you to reach Klaus Financial. And speaking of the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, going to be doing one this program as well, chance to win a great prize. Folks from Klaus Financial have provided a $25 gift card to Outback. Tell you how you can win that by the end of the program. It's a very, very cool thing. And before we actually get rolling on this week's conversation about Social Security and when to take it and all those other things to be weighed, let's take a look back at last week's program and not only get the Klaus Quiz Question Week from that show, but get the answer there as well.
Yeah, so last week we discussed about putting money away for retirement, which we talk about every single week on here. And so the question of the week was, if you're 50 years old in 2022, how much in total can you put into your 401k or 403b from your employer during this calendar year? Is it $22,000 or $27,000? So congratulations to our winner last week who correctly answered $27,000. So what's important here for everyone to hear is that we just finished first quarter of 2022. It's time to kind of reassess and see how much you have already put away and kind of have your own bogey as far as how much do I need to catch up yet this year. Take advantage of just kind of stopping and looking at where you're at and hopefully increase so you can hit that magic number.
And a fantastic program there as well. Make sure you check that out at klausfinancial.com. If you missed last week's program or any show, the podcast complete link there at klausfinancial.com. And don't forget, we'll be doing another Klaus Quiz Question of the Week coming up a little bit later in this program. I don't know why I'm having a problem with that one this week. Normally, that's the smooth part of the program. So important stuff we're going to be discussing this week, whether you should take Social Security at age 62. And I think a lot of people wonder, does this make sense? Should I be waiting? What are some of those considerations there, CJ?
Yeah, this is the million-dollar question, right? When do I draw Social Security? And like most of the answers on this show, unfortunately, the most honest answer is it depends. So we're going to talk about kind of, should you draw at 62? What are some of the factors to consider as it relates to Social Security? So listen up. Here they are. First things first, one of the things to consider is how soon you should be taking your benefit. And what we'd say is there is a difference between when you can first take it and then when it's actually what's called your full retirement age. So this concept of full retirement age, full retirement age is the acronym for it is FRA. We love acronyms in our industry. So full retirement age, think of it this way in your brain. That is the age at which you get 100% of your benefit. There's no reduction, okay? Anything before your full retirement age, which we'll talk about what that means here in a moment, there's going to be some reduction. So 62 is the earliest you can draw, but of course that's not your full retirement age, so it would be a reduction. But let's now talk about what age is actually FRA. So if you were born between 1943 and 1954, your full retirement age is 66. For those born between 1955 and 1959, your full retirement age is 66 plus some number of months. So like 66 and 2 months or 4 months and 6 months. And then if you were born after 1960, and by the way, I'm raising my hand right now. I was born after 1960. Your full retirement age is 67. So by the way, that 67 is the full retirement age for every American right now who was born after the age of, or I'm sorry, after the year of 1960. So these full retirement ages are, again, the age at which you get 100% of your benefits with no reduction. But as we just talked about, what happens when you take your benefits early? Or what happens if I wait after my full retirement age? So those are some of the things we'll talk about in this show. So if you do collect early, before your full retirement age, you will get a smaller monthly payout because you'll be collecting benefits over a longer period of time, right? Which makes sense. If I draw Social Security at 66, and that's my full retirement age, and I die at 85, well, that is a different amount of time than if I drew at 62. So it makes sense that the earlier I would draw, the kind of less I would get because I'm going to be drawing for a longer period of time. Now, the amount you will receive, the best way to understand that amount would be to set up a login through SSA.gov. We've talked a lot about SSA.gov on the show before. I know, Sean, you've talked about it. You've set up a login there. And it really is just a great, simple resource that, you know, kind of gives you insights into what your future benefit might be.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you've got a question for CJ and Malia, love to get you on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. The website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number at the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. So CJ, as we talk this morning, everybody's asking this question. So when is the best time to collect?
Yeah, so as we said, it depends on your situation, but we'll give you some rules of thumb because people love rules of thumb. So rule of thumb number one would be, unless there's something that's really driving you, like a chronic illness or a family medical condition that tends to cut your life short, generally speaking, it's advisable to try to get to your full retirement age. And people go, what is that age again? Remember, it's either 66 or 67, or somewhere in between that, depending upon when you were born. If you want to know, just set up a login through SSA.gov or call up our office and we'll look it up for you. But either way, it generally would be advisable to try to get to your FRA. There are certainly plenty of our clients that after a detailed analysis, we suggest something outside of that scope. Mm-hmm. But as a rule of thumb, trying to get to FRA would be a good idea. Now, another choice, I had mentioned if you draw before your full retirement age, there's a reduction. But for those who are astute or who have listened to this show enough, you know that you don't have to draw even at full retirement age. You could wait all the way up until 70. So between your full retirement age, I'm going to call it 67. So between when you turn 67, which is your full 100% unreduced Social Security benefit, between then and 70, that three-year time frame in my example, Social Security actually gives you what are called delayed retirement credits of 8% per year. And it is divided out monthly, by the way. So it's a monthly accrual of that 8% benefit up until when you reach age 70. So people go, oh, 8% guaranteed. That sounds pretty nice. I guess I should wait till 70. And the answer is maybe, maybe. It depends on if you need the money. It depends on life expectancy, if you're still working, health insurance benefits, expenses, all that fun stuff. But yes, sometimes we have clients who come in where we suggest that one of the spouses in a marriage waits up until age 70 because that 8% risk-free guaranteed rate of return, I don't know about you, Sean, but that sounds pretty good to me.
That does sound sweet. And you mentioned the age 70. Any reason at all to hold off past 70?
Not really.
Okay.
No.
Someday I'm going to ask what would be if there is What would be that reason? That's
I would have to look it up because I actually don't know it off the top of my head, John.
And as we talk about just a very, very important conversation this week about Social Security, don't forget, if you miss any part of today's program or you want to listen back to other shows, you can always go to KlossFinancial.com. Listen back to those podcasts, KlossFinancial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. That's for Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number 442-5637. And our phone lines open 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We'll talk with Malia about how exactly your Social Security benefit is determined. Get those details from Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our lines are open, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Gets you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Talking this week about Social Security benefits. There's a lot to know. Miss any part of today's program or you want to get caught up on any of the previous shows, you can, of course, head on over to KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. And as we talk about Social Security, the big thing I think a lot of us say is it all the same? And the answer is no. It's unique to each person. Then how do they determine that benefit? And can that increase? Or what do we need to know there, Malia?
Yeah, so it is there is a formula, believe it or not, and really what it works at, what's important to understand is that you have to have enough credits just to start with to qualify for Social Security benefits. So what are credits? That's the first question. So as you work and pay taxes, you earn what's known as Social Security credits. So in 2022, for each $1,510 in earnings you have, you can earn up to a maximum of 4 credits per year. So the amount of money needed to earn one credit usually goes up every calendar year. And right now, most people need 40 credits or 10 years of work to qualify for a benefit, their own Social Security benefit. And so for a lot of people, especially women, perhaps they worked the first 10 or 15 years in the workforce, and then they stepped back and they stayed home to help with raising the kids and so forth. And we often run into these women who say, well, you know, I didn't have a whole 10 years of work. In some cases, maybe I worked 7. And so our encouragement to some of those women is to remember, and it could be men as well, is to remember that those credits never are erased from your record. You could start working again after the kids are out of the house or whenever that might be and start earning those credits again. And we bring that up because people sometimes think it's just a lost cause and so forth. It's like, no, those are tracked. And if you can get at least 40 credits, you're going to be considered capable of getting the retirement benefit. So go to SSA.gov website, read their publication, How You Earn Credits, for more information on that. So assuming you have those 40 credits, your Social Security will use a calculation and they'll base it on a 35-year average of your covered wages of your highest years. And so each year's wages are adjusted for inflation. So before they're averaged in, because you look back and you go, wow, I didn't earn much when I was 18 years old, but they do adjust it up for inflation. And something else people don't realize is you're actually eligible for cost of living benefits. And those actually start with the year you become age 62. So even if you're holding off and not getting your benefits until your full retirement age, as CJ was mentioning, or even waiting till age 70, those cost of living increases to your benefit actually do begin with that year that you reach 62. And up to the year you start receiving benefits. So most people know that this year was a bigger year than most because of the cost of living. So the adjustment this year was 5.9% as compared to 2021, which was only 1.3%. And people ask, well, you know, what did that really amount to as far as an increase? And the average recipient actually received about $92 more per month. And of course, some of that was absorbed through Medicare premiums, Part B. So perhaps you didn't realize the full $92. And that's what everyone always says, like, well, I didn't even feel the raise. Well, the raise was better than nothing. I always like to point out the positive. And it did help with some of your fixed costs you might have. So that's important to understand. Finally, if you're a government worker and you have a pension, there is a different formula, what a surprise, that's applied to your average indexed monthly earnings. So if you want to find out about the windfall elimination provision, or otherwise known as WEP, how that affects your future benefits, go to ssa.gov. There's actually a WEP online calculator as long as you know which one you might be needing to look at. There's a whole host of different calculators that might apply as well. So as CJ said, it depends what your benefit's going to be, depending on your specific situation.
Some really useful tools this morning for sure as we talk about those calculators and, of course, talk about some of these websites. Speaking of great websites, KlaasFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Klaas Financial. So the big question this morning is, how do you know at what age is that break even? What age is the right age for me, for example?
It's a little bit different for everyone, but we need to look at other sources of income as you enter retirement, including things like your spouse's benefit at the same time. So it is difficult because we're trying to establish if there's potential longevity. If one or the other of you, if you're married or if you're single, if you have longevity in your genes, that can also play a part in this besides just things like other income sources. Now, some people advocate drawing Social Security benefits right away. When I say some people, I'm thinking like financial professionals, right? Some financial professionals say, oh, draw it right away. And we get it because if you draw at 62 and you're retired and you enjoy that income for a really long period of time, who's to say they're wrong? And then others say, well, gosh, those guaranteed growth rates are fantastic. I'm going to wait till I'm 70 and draw then because my benefit will be the highest possible. And that can make sense as well, depending upon how long you live. Now, of course, radio is very difficult to create pictures for you to look at. So instead, I'm going to try to describe this conceptually, and then we'll talk about it a little bit. Conceptually, what you're really trying to understand, Sean, which was in your question, is like, when is my break even? Break even is this concept that if a version of myself drew at 62 versus another version of myself that drew at 66, let's say, the version of myself that drew at 62 is 4 years ahead in money terms or in nominal dollar terms compared to the other version of myself that waited to 66. And so the question is, well, but the other version of myself at 66 is a higher benefit. How long does it take to break even? So we're going to start talking about that a little bit. The question is, let's begin with, what is the actual reduction that I would get if I draw early? So here's an example. If your full retirement age is 66 years and 2 months, and you start receiving retirement benefits at 62, so the earliest you possibly can, you will get only 74.2% of your monthly benefit. That's a reduction of almost 30%. At 65, so again, this is the example, the person whose FRA is 66 and 2 months, if that person drew at 65, they would get 92.2% of their full retirement age benefit. And here's a fact. Even though we understand that your Social Security benefit will go up if you wait, 62 is still by far the most popular age for people to actually claim their Social Security benefits. And this is according to the government's most recent data. So, by the way, that's not our advice. Don't mishear me. It's just that when you actually look at the data of when most people draw, it is actually the earliest they can possibly get their hands at money. So many people ask, as you were saying, Sean, what is the break-even age? So again, instead of going through a complex calculation, I'm just, again, instead going to describe it to you and then encourage you to kind of maybe work on this math on your own in an Excel spreadsheet, work with your financial advisor or your accountant, and I'll just give you some rules of thumb. But again, the concept is if I draw early, I'm money ahead. But if I draw later, I'm getting a larger monthly benefit and I'm catching up. Right. So the question is, when do all of those numbers break even on a nominal basis? Nominal just means I'm not accounting for inflation or growth on that money. I'm just talking dollars and cents here. And the answer is somewhere typically between like 78 and 81.
Okay.
Right in there, right in that window of time is when all of these money amounts converge into a break-even age. So said another way, if you could guarantee you were going to live to 85 or older, which by the way, nobody can, but let's say you could. If you could guarantee that and you didn't need the Social Security money for general lifestyle when you were younger, then you should absolutely wait till age 70. Because then you're money ahead once you get beyond those break-even ages. But if you guaranteed that you were going to die, say, before 78, well, then you should draw as soon as is humanly possible because the break-even point is too far out into the future. So it's a complex concept to try to describe over the radio, but feel free to call into our office or talk to your advisor for break-even calculations.
Always fascinating stuff, for sure. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. We're going to do the Kloss Quiz question of the week in just a moment. We'll also talk, maybe you heard Malia mentioned earlier, about 40 credits. I don't have 40 credits. Well, all may not be lost. We'll get the details from Malia. Also, your chance to win that $25 gift card to Outback. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Website KlossFinancial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking Social Security this morning. So we were talking earlier about how you earn credits to receive Social Security. What if somebody's never earned enough credits to qualify for their own Social Security benefit?
Yeah, so that's a great question to kind of balance what I was speaking of earlier. So if you're not entitled to retirement benefits based on your own work record, you still may be entitled to the benefits off of a current or divorced spouse. So to qualify for spouse's benefits, there are some rules. There's always rules when it comes to Social Security. You have to be at least 62 years of age to qualify for those benefits, or any age if you happen to be caring for a child who's younger than age 16. Or disabled. At that point, you are entitled to receive benefits on your spouse's record. If you start receiving benefits as a spouse at your full retirement age, you'll get 50% of the monthly benefit your spouse would receive if their benefits start at full retirement age. So the spouse's monthly amount will not be decreased. They'll receive theirs, and you would receive 50% of what they're collecting as well. So I think it's important for people to understand it's not decreasing your spouse's. And then if you do collect sooner than that, sooner than your spouse's full retirement age, your benefit's going to be permanently reduced if you start collecting it sooner. And then we have situations, of course, unfortunately, where there's widow or widower benefits. And it is a positive because there is some money that can start flowing to that situation. And so, honestly, a widow or widower can start collecting benefits based on their own earnings record, if that's the case, if they do have a record. And then they can later switch over to survivor's benefits. So you need to speak to your financial advisor and to Social Security and see what might make sense in your particular situation. And if you're divorced and you're at least age 60, and again, another caveat, and the marriage lasted at least 10 years and you didn't remarry before age 60, you're most likely going to be able to collect your late spouse's benefit. So there are people who have been married more than once. So, you know, you're probably going to have a conversation with Social Security and see what makes sense for you in your situation. So a lot to understand, but if you don't have your own record, but you were married and you followed those rules we mentioned, you may, in fact, have a benefit coming to you.
Some people are going to ask, so I'm going to ask Malia. You mentioned the from your divorced spouses, will that reduce their benefit?
Yeah, so no, it won't. And we don't want you out there shopping and thinking, you know, okay, I want to get back at that person or anything like that. No.
Okay.
But it is important to understand that you have some benefits coming to you. Mm-hmm. And honestly, we run into people who didn't know any of this and they left money on the table. So you do want to find out for what's best for your own situation.
Absolutely important stuff this week. Don't forget, if you missed any part of today's program or want to listen back to a previous show, head on over to KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A. FAASfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number, 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Outback. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. When discussing Social Security, what does FRA stand for? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First caller with correct answer, win the $25 gift card to Outback. Don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Again, the number 442-5637. CJ Malia, it's always great hanging out with you. Enjoy the day.
Thanks, Sean.
Kevin Clark, Make Dreams Realty, comes your way next year, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.